This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all the listener, the viewer, the brother, the sister with the grace, kindness and mercy of the Almighty we commence on the tafsir of yet another chapter of the Quran and this time it is Surah Maryam Surah Maryam features in the 16th juz of the Quran. It is the 19th chapter of the Quran. It comprises of 98 verses of the Quran. And it is a Makkiya chapter. It was revealed prior to migration. Amongst the many amazing facts of this chapter is that in great detail it explores the birth and the miraculous arrival of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. That being said, join along as we begin to explore the beauty and the mysteries that have been captured in this amazing chapter of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this chapter like many other chapters of the Quran with huruf muqatta'at, kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad, the meaning of which is only known to the Almighty. Al-rajih fi hadhihi al-huruf, أنها للتنبيه على إعجاز القرآن and that is what is mentioned in تنوير الأذهان that the preferred opinion in the exploration of حروف مقطعات is the meaning is only known to the Almighty and it's part of the إعجاز of the Quran the beauty of the Quran the excellency of the Quran you would recall that at the time when the Quran was revealed my brother my sister then people were very proficient in Arabic poetry. They had great skills and competence. The Arabs could just sing poetry and the composition of words, etc. And there are so much ash'ar and abiyat and diwan of the different poetry that has been composed. And they would pride themselves with their authority and their excellency and their expertise in the Arabic language. And subhanallah, Allah commenced alif lam mim right ta sin mim ha mim ain sin qaf kaf ha ya ain sad huruf muqatta'at the meaning of which is beyond the scope of comprehension for any person however as believers we know it is a part of the Quran and the reward for that is immense on every letter we will be rewarded on kaf we will be rewarded on ha on ain and sad But that's the beauty and that's the mystery of the Quran. So that's the first verse out of the 98 verses of chapter 19, Surah Maryam. In the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا This is the mention of the mercy of your Lord on his servant Zakariya alayhi salam. In Arabic grammar, we would say, هذا is mahzuf, mubtada is implied in the text. Dhikr mention, rahma, mercy, rabbik, your Lord, abdahu, his servant, Zakariya. Who was Zakariya alayhi salam? Min wuldi Harun. He was from the descendants of Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. Zakaria alayhi salatu was salam kana najjaran. He was a carpenter. He was a carpenter. And here again, we could devote a minute or two to speak about the fact that Islam recognizes the need and the importance for a person to acquire a skill and to acquire, you know, to acquire halal sustenance, etc. In fact, the ulama say the biggest proof that Allah wants us to work and earn is that Allah has prohibited us from begging and Allah has exhorted us to spend. So how do you reconcile the two? Allah says, don't beg, and Allah says, spend and donate. So how are you going to spend and donate if you don't earn? So that is one of the biggest proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to earn. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ. Amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You sleep by night and by day. وَالنَّوْمْ بِالنَّهَارِ مِمَّا عَوَّدَتْهُ الْعَرَبِ. And this is mentioned in the Hashya of Jalalain, that sleeping by day was a common practice amongst the Arabs. And today also, scientific research will tell you about the benefits of midday sleep and siesta, etc. دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ النَّوْمْ لِلْإِسْتِرَاحَ وَكَذَا طَلَبُ الْمَعَاشِ مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ لَا يُنَافِي الْكَمَالِ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ مِنَنِهِ تَعَالَى كَيْفَ يَكُونُ مُنَافِيًا لِلْكَمَالِ وَإِنَّمَا يُنْهَى الْإِنْهِمَاكُ فِيهِمَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So the ayah releases a hint, and this is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ النَّوْمْ لِلْإِسْتِرَاحَةِ. Sleep is a bounty of Allah that we must relax, rejuvenate ourselves. And we ask Allah, those that suffer from insomnia, may Allah bless them with sleep, meaningful sleep, which can rejuvenate you for the activities of the next day. Ameen. وَكَذَا طَلَبُ الْمَعَاشِ. Likewise, to earn sustenance. مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ لَا يُنَافِي الْكَمَالِ. Doesn't go against the station of nobility. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ مِنَنِهِ تَعَالَى كَيْفَ يَكُونُ مُنَافِيًا لِلْكَمَالِ. That which Allah highlights as His favor, how can it be contrary to the station of nobility? Yes, this is the qualifying station, the qualifying statement. وَإِنَّمَا يُنْهَى الْإِنْهِمَاكُ فِيهِمَا. Do not oversleep, do not overexert yourself when it comes to earning, etc. So Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam was a carpenter. If you are into carpentry or any other skill, my brother, you don't have to feel that this is a labor that may be not so prominent or not so respected. No, the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salam, the famous hadith in Bukhari, in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, addressing a woman, said, Muri ghulamakin najjar yajlisu li a'wadan ajlis alayhinna. That, O sister, instruct your son, who is a carpenter, to erect, build, and construct for me a pulpit, a mimbar, so I can sit upon it when addressing the people. This is as the numbers started increasing, etc. In fact, in chapter 73, Suratul Muzammil, in the 29th juz of the Quran, verse 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the abrogation of the mandatory nocturnal prayer. So in the early stages, for 1 year, Qiyamul Layl, to perform tahajjud, nocturnal prayer was compulsory, obligatory, and mandatory. And yes, in Suratul Muzammil, in verse 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the abrogation process, where Allah canceled this obligatory nocturnal prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Surely Allah knows that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a group of believers with you, devote 2/3 of the night. أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. That either it was 1/3, a half, or 2/3 of the night they would devote in worship. That was the command. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And obviously they didn't have devices and watches to precisely calculate. وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Only Allah can precisely estimate, and only Allah knows the precision of the duration of the night. So the noble companions with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often devote the entire night in worship, Subsequently, after a year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then abrogated this mandatory injunction of tahajjud. Now, what were the reasons that Allah cited for its abrogation? Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَّن تُحْسُوهُ. Allah knew very well that you won't able to sustain this permanently. Number two, عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى. And Allah also knows that some of you will become ill. And when you're ill and you're unwell, to devote half the night in worship can be quite challenging, daunting, and cumbersome. عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى. And for the lover of Arabic, if I can objectively digress for a minute, you would wonder here that sayakunu has been preceded by the article of an, which logically is supposed to create a nasab, an sayakuna. So how come it's preceded by an, but there is a dhamma and there isn't a nasab? And this is mentioned in all the tafasir that an here is actually in the meaning of anna, a mukhaffaf min al-muthaqqal. This could only be appreciated by the Arabic, you know, those who are into the beauty of Arabic. Be it as it may, the first reason that Allah cited is you won't able to sustain this year indefinitely. So, fataba alaykum, Allah has khaffafa ankum, relaxed the ruling. Now it's not obligatory and mandatory for you to perform tahajjud. Yes, if you do perform, that's meritorious. The second reason that Allah cited is that alima an sayakunu minkum marda, some of you will become unwell. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. That some of you will travel on the earth in the search of sustenance. And when you travel and you are on journey, then obviously there's disruption to your pattern, and to devote half the night or a third of the night can be difficult and challenging. So that is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the concession that many of you will be traveling in the on the earth for business, for commerce, for trade. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. While there will be others who will be warriors in a campaign, in an expedition, in the path of the Almighty. So concession was brought about, and the injunction of mandatory tahajjud was cancelled, recognizing the ill amongst you, paying tribute to the working force from amongst you, and of course acknowledging the warrior in the path of Allah. Allama an-Nasafi in Madarik al-Tanzil under this ayah writes, Sawwa bayn al-muktasibi wal-mujahid. Sawwa bayn al-muktasibi wal-mujahid. We learn from this ayah that the Quran created a balance in the recognition of the warrior in the path of the Almighty and the man going to work, toil, and earn. Really, do we pay tribute to the man going to work and earn and toil? And the noble companion seeing a person walking, فَرَآ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ جَلَدِهِ وَنَشَاطِهِ. He was strong, he was mighty, and he had vigor in him. And they said, oh, it would be great if he used this vigor and strength and resilience of his in the path of the Almighty. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if he's going to work to earn for himself or to provide for his spouse and his children or for his parents, then he is in the path of the Almighty. He is in the path of the Almighty. So that's just a quick reflection on the fact that Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was a carpenter. So we pay tribute and we pay homage to all those that are toiling and working and are trying to earn halal sustenance and going through the difficulties and the challenges. And it could be quite a challenge out there in the world. The hustle, the bustle, the complexities, the dynamics. There's so much to it. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. Another word of reflection here. Well, every word is something we can explore. Allah says, عَبْد. عَبْد. This is the mention of the mercy of your Lord on his servant Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna maqam al-ubudiyyati la yushabihuhu maqamun wala yudanihi. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى مراتبه. The station of servitude is the highest station a servant can achieve and accomplish, to become a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submission. إذ قال له ربه أسلم, when his Lord said to him, submit, قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. He said that I have submitted. So إن مقام العبودية, the station of servitude, لا يشابهه مقام ولا يدانيه. No other position can equal that honor. No other position can equal that honor to be the servant and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَبِيُّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أَعْلَى مَرَاتِبِهِ. And undoubtedly, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had attained the highest level of that station. He was the greatest servant of the Almighty. Hence, in the night of Mi'raj, and when he ascended to the heavens and beyond, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this particular tale and narrative in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi, Allah referenced it by saying, all praise belongs to the Almighty who took his servant. May Allah bless us with that servitude in his court. What is the nature of a servant? Obliging, complying, responding. And that is why we are taught in the month of Ramadan that as soon as the sun sets, we do not delay in opening the fast. We open immediately. So we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in need of the food, and we limit ourselves to abstaining from food for the duration precisely as prescribed by the Almighty. Okay, verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. And remember the moment when Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made a soft prayer to his Lord. إِذْ when Nada called out, رَبَّهُ his Lord, نِدَاءً a call, خَفِيًّا discreet. The ayah then releases a hint that in prayer, in supplication, a soft, a gentle, a discreet tone is more beloved. Because remember, when you ask in Allah, it's a begging process. And when somebody begs, then it's a humble tone. You lower yourself down. You lower yourself down. وَإِنْ رُجِّحَ الْجَهْرُ لِعَارِضٍ. But that's the qualifying statement, and this is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran, that at times the elevation of the supplication will be given preference according to situations. For example, there's a large assembly of people and people are waiting for a dua to be made, where, you know, their hearts can be connected. They want to cry. They want to feel that spirituality. Now, it would be great if a person can make an emotional dua and it's in raised voice so that it could stimulate people. So principally, a soft prayer would be preferred. وَإِنْ رُجِّحَ الْجَهْرُ لِعَارِضٍ. But occasionally, if the prayer is elevated and the supplication is raised for a different reason, then by all means. Okay, verse number 4. What was the prayer of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Oh my Lord, my bones are gone weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my hair has become white. إِشْتِعَال in Arabic literally means like a flame, which is a figurative expression of saying, all my hair has become white. Meaning, I have aged. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. But I have never been deprived of the acceptance of my prayer. So just understand this here. رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ. Oh my Lord, this is like a forward, a preamble to the dua. The dua is still to follow, but he is communicating. And this is what we refer to as munajat, conversing with your Lord. And this is what I keep on impressing upon myself and my audience in my talks, that we need to derive that connection, that rapport with the Almighty. Rise slightly early for suhoor and devote some time in prayer and talk and converse with the Almighty. Imam Muzani rahimahullah said, I went to visit Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and Imam Shafi'i was in the throes of death. So I asked Imam Shafi'i, how are you feeling? Wow, listen to this. He said that I am about to leave this world. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدًا. And I'm going to come before Allah. لَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي تَصِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ أَمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. I really don't know, will the decree of paradise be made for me or otherwise? And then in that moment, he sang these couplets. وَلَمَّا قَصَى قَلْبِي وَذَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جَعَلْتُ الرَّجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. تعاظمني ذنبي فلما قرنته بعفوك ربي كان عفوك أعظما. Oh my Lord, as everything has failed me and things have narrowed upon me, my only hope is in you, O my Allah. فما زلت ذا عفو لم تزل تجود وتعفو منة وتكرما. It is only your kindness, your grace, your mercy. When I look at my sins, I can become despondent. But then when I look at your clemency and your hope, then it gives me a new injection of optimism because I know how forgiving and how merciful you are. فَلَوْلَاكَ لَمْ يَصْمُدْ لِإِبْلِيسَ عَابِدٌ كَيْفَ وَقَدْ أَغْوَى صَفِيَّكَ آدَمَا. Had it not been for your aid and your assistance, O my Allah, no person will able to worship you. No person will able to fast. No person will achieve it. After all, the devil even tried to interfere with your beloved servant Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So where do we stand in the equation? فَلِلَّهِ دَرُّ الْعَارِفِ النَّدْبِ إِنَّهُ تَفِيضُ لِفَرْتِ الْوَجْدِ أَجْفَانُهُ دَمَا. May Allah bless the soul of that person who can stand up for long hours and speak and converse and communicate with his Lord. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ وَفِيمَا سِوَاهُ فِي الْوَرَى كَانَ أَعْجَمًا وَيَذْكُرُ أَيَّامًا مَضَتْ مِنْ شَبَابِهِ وَمَا كَانَ فِيهَا بِالْجَهَالَةِ مُضْرِمًا. So amazing couplets in which he says that fortunate is that person. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ. When he converses with his Lord, he's articulate, he flows, he can talk. وَفِيمَا سِوَاهُ فِي الْوَرَى كَانَ أَعْجَمَ. And besides dua and supplication, he's not a man of many words, he's a man of few words. But when it comes to dua, he's a man of many words. Unfortunately, we the other way around. We can talk for hours, we can chat for hours. Allah forbid, we can gossip for hours. But when it comes to dua, our dua is very brief. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ وَفِيمَا سِوَاهُ فِي الْوَرَى كَانَ أَعْجَمَ وَيَذْكُرُ أَيَّامًا مَضَتْ مِنْ شَبَابِهِ وَمَا كَانَ فِيهَا بِالْجَهَالَةِ. And he recalls the days, his dark chapters of his life where he committed so much sin, and then he cries and he wails and he begs Allah for forgiveness. Okay, verse 4, we just did a brief introduction, we will commence beyond. Oh my Lord, my bones are gone weak. And the scholars say the reason why he said my bones are gone weak, because if the bones are weak, the entire structure is weak. My hair has become white, meaning I have aged. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And I've never been deprived of the acceptance of my prayer. In that is a subtle hint that, oh my Lord, when I was young and I was healthy and I was able, you always readily accepted my prayers. And I'm optimistic, oh my Lord, that now will be no different, now that I'm weak and I'm old and I'm frail and I'm feeble, that you will accept my dua. Let's wait and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us in the subsequent verses regarding the plea, the supplication and the dua of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. The takeaway lesson from today is, apart from the fact that we don't look down upon any form of labor and we recognize and appreciate those who have any form of skill or engagement, coupled with that, we ask the Almighty to bless us more so in the month of Ramadan, that we have that bond, that munajat, that rapport. I leave you with the words of Amir bin Abdullah Tamimi. Ilahi khalaqtani bi amrik wa aqamtani fi balaya hadhihi ad-dunya bi mashi'atik thumma qulta li istamsik walakin kayfa astamsiku illam tumsikni bi lutfika ya qawiyyu ya mateen. Allah, you created me by your will, then you put certain desires in me, then there are certain temptations around me, and then you impressed upon me to restrain myself. My only plea to you is, oh my Lord, if you don't hold me, how will I rescue myself from these temptations and these attractions? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the sweetness of dua and munajat. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.